from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a 13-year-old boy dead after the e-bike he was riding crashed into a landscaping truck at the intersection of Mountain and Mountain View Avenues in Scotch Plains Wednesday afternoon. When police arrived, they found the eighth grader lying on the road with critical injuries. He was taken to a hospital where he later died. The Scotch Plains Fenwood School District was notified. Counselors are available for students and staff at the school, as well as for the first responders who reported to the scene. The truck driver is said to be cooperating with the investigation. A new law protects low-income New Jersey residents from having their utilities shut off during the summer.
On Wednesday, the summer termination program was signed into law. Similar to the winter termination program, the new law stops utility companies from shutting off services for vulnerable New Jersey residents from June 15th through August 31st each year. The summer termination program aims to make sure people have air conditioning and running water during dangerous heat waves. It's in response to electric bill hikes this past summer. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
This portion of the news made possible by Credit Solutions, a division of Hudson Hyundai. Do you have bad credit? Is it a problem getting a car loan? Call Credit Solutions at 888-836-5292 for a fast pre-approval or visit HudsonHyundai.com. President Trump says the deadly shooting at a Dallas ICE facility is despicable. In a Truth Social post, the president said, quote, "The brave men and women of ICE are just trying to do their jobs." Trump went on to blame who he called deranged radical leftists for the violence, adding that he has already declared Antifa a terrorist organization and he will sign an executive order this week to, quote, dismantle these domestic terrorism networks. The risk of hitting an animal while driving through New Jersey is around 1 in 226, according to a new State Farm report. State Farm spokesperson Dave Phillips says that's below average for the nation.
So though the risk may be a little safer than the norm, there's still a significant number of animals that are out there, and in most of the instances that we've seen, the vast majority are deer.
The most dangerous months to drive are October and November, thanks to the upcoming deer mating season. One night, two candidates. It's your chance to hear Republican James Gannon and Democrat Dale Caldwell go head-to-head in New Jersey's lieutenant governor debate. Don't just read about it later. Hear it for yourself live Tuesday, September 30th, 7 p.m. on New Jersey 101.5. Umbrellas up today. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Today's the day the atmosphere gets squeezed like a sponge. It's going to be an active, changing, potentially stormy day for the Garden State. Here's what to expect. We're going to see a couple more waves of showers and thunderstorms through this afternoon and into the early evening hours. And the big concerns here would be for downpours and severe weather, meaning some gusty winds, maybe even an isolated tornado. In between those raindrops, there will be some lulls with mostly cloudy skies and high humidity. High temperatures today, mid-70s. Looks like storms will wind down just after sunset tonight. It'll stay cloudy and muggy overnight, lows in the upper 60s. We'll see improvements tomorrow with lingering showers and clouds early, then peaks of sun in the afternoon. It'll be a little bit less humid with highs around 80. Saturday, sun and clouds, 75 to 80, but another chance of rain pops up late Saturday through about midday on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And right now, around New Jersey, we've got 70 degrees right now in Patterson. Hamilton is 73, and Cape May Courthouse is 76. And it's brought to you by Guaranteed Service. For just $99, they'll inspect your plumbing for leaks, gas line safety, water heater, and more. That's peace of mind. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or go online and visit them at GuaranteedService.com. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.